Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today, we're just going to give you a quick overview of some topics that students using The Juice, that daily educational app, might be encountering.
So what's first?
Well, let's start with something happening here in the U.S., these event cancellations. It seems several ethnic, civil rights, and LGBTQ plus cultural events have been affected.
Right. Canceled or seriously scaled back. I saw reports about Cinco de Mayo festivals like in Chicago, Philadelphia, even Flint, Michigan.
Yeah, and the reason cited there was often fear surrounding potential immigration enforcement. There's a quote from an organizer, Olga Renteria, saying, "Everyone's being cautious, no celebrating, no big gatherings."
And it's not just Cinco de Mayo. Juneteenth events, too. In Bend, Oregon, and Plano, Illinois, they were apparently called off. Safety concerns, worries about hostile reactions.
That seems to be a theme. The Bend planners mentioned the increasingly volatile political climate and a rising incidence of racial aggression, especially towards Black and Latino communities. Safety first, they said.
It's a tough situation. And even the Kennedy Center in D.C. canceled a Tapestry of Pride festival. Washington's Capital Pride Alliance is having to find other places now.
Right. June Crenshaw from the Alliance called it disappointing, even though the community's resilient, you know, having to maneuver in this way.
And then there's Denver's Juneteenth Music Festival that's scaling back, but apparently more due to falling sponsorships.
Yeah, possibly linked to companies pulling back from DEI initiatives. That's diversity, equity, and inclusion.
So quite a few different reasons behind these cancellations.
Definitely. And it brings up some good discussion points for kids. Like, how do these cancellations actually affect communities? What are all the different reasons events get canceled?
And, you know, how can we still learn about and celebrate different cultures, even if the big events aren't happening?
Good points. Okay, let's shift gears internationally. Israel's Gaza plan.
Right. Israel's Security Cabinet approved a plan for, well, an indefinite occupation of Gaza. This is all in the context of the conflict that started after the Hamas attack last October.
And the humanitarian situation is obviously dire, with high casualties reported by the Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza.
So the plan itself, Israeli forces occupying Gaza indefinitely. The stated goals are destroying Hamas and getting hostages back.
They'll also control aid distribution, and it sounds quite limited, maybe around 60 trucks a day. Netanyahu also talked about an intensive operation and moving the population, quote, for its own protection.
Yeah, and tragically, it's now believed fewer than 24 hostages are still alive.
Understandably, this plan has faced objections. The UN, aid groups.
And also the Hostages and Missing Families Forum in Israel. They voiced concern about the government, quote, choosing territories over the hostages.
So a lot to unpack there. Potential discussions with students could cover the different viewpoints on this plan, you know, the potential long-term consequences of occupation.
Yeah, and the role international organizations play, or try to play, in these conflicts, plus the sheer difficulty of getting aid into a conflict zone.
Okay, let's move to something economic. McDonald's sales.
Ah, yes. They've seen their biggest U.S. sales decline since, well, since the peak of the COVID pandemic, which suggests, you know, consumers are feeling uneasy.
The numbers showed sales fell 3.6% in the first quarter compared to last year. That was actually worse than analysts predicted.
And steeper than the drop back in Q2 2020, which was 8.7%. But, you know, that was peak lockdown time.
The CEO, Chris Kempczinski, admitted consumers today are grappling with uncertainty.
And the CFO, Ian Borden, added that the main thing is people are just visiting less often, which speaks to the pressure they're under.
It seems to be hitting middle and lower income customers harder. Their visit counts are down. Higher income customer visits are holding steady, though.
Interesting split. And there might be another factor down the line, too. Some mention of rising anti-American sentiment in places like Canada and Northern Europe, possibly affecting sales.
Yeah, a quote mentioned an increase in people in various markets saying they're going to be cutting back on purchases of American brands.
So this could spark conversations about how the economy impacts everyday spending. What are the signs things are maybe slowing down?
And why do people often cut back on things like eating out first when money gets tight? Makes sense.
Okay, next up, something a bit different. A quote from Kalpana Chawla.
Right. She was the first Indian woman in space. Tragically died in the Columbia shuttle disaster, as many will remember.
A real pioneer. And her quote is quite thought-provoking.
It is. She said, "Do something because you really want to do it. If you're doing it just for the goal and don't enjoy the path, then I think you're cheating yourself.
Powerful words. Good for prompting reflection, maybe asking students what that means to them, why enjoying what you do matters.
Yeah, how can you apply that idea to school or hobbies or anything, really? Finding joy in the process.
Definitely. Now for some more positive news, the Guam kingfisher.
Yes. The bird declared extinct in the wild back in 1988, wiped out by the invasive brown tree snake.
But there's hope. Conservation efforts have been ongoing. They managed to capture 28 birds before they vanished completely, bred them in captivity.
And last September, they released 9 of them, 5 males, 4 females, onto Palmyra Atoll. It's got a similar climate to Guam, but crucially, no invasive predators.
And the really exciting part, biologists found a nest with an egg.
Mm-hmm.
Just back on March 31st.
That's amazing. There's a quote from biologist Martin Kastner. He said these birds, raised in captivity, are now foraging, nesting, and even laying eggs on their own. He called it an incredible step forward.
He also described the feeling of seeing that nest as a moment of joy and hope, saying it might always be at the top of his list of special things he's seen, decades of work paying off.
What a great story. Perfect for talking about why we protect endangered species, right? And the impact of invasive species.
Absolutely. And what it teaches us about perseverance, about hope, especially in conservation work.
Okay, one last story, and this one's about everyday heroism.
Yeah, in Louisville. 3 teenagers rescued a driver whose car plunged into the Ohio River, apparently after a medical emergency.
The teens were Kene Valdez, Abraham Cruz, and Jacob Cruz. They were just fishing nearby, saw the car go in, and didn't hesitate.
Incredible. They jumped straight into the water. Abraham Cruz pulled the injured driver out.
While Kene Valdez tied a rope to the car, and Jacob Cruz actually used their own vehicle to help pull the submerged car out of the river.
Just amazing presence of mind. The Louisville Metro Police hailed them as heroes.
Yeah. Police Chief Paul Humphrey praised their quick and courageous actions and called their selflessness an extraordinary example of bravery.
Wow. Definitely heroic. A good opportunity to discuss what makes someone a hero.
For sure. And asking kids, what would you do? Why is it important to help others when they need it?
So that's a quick look at just some of the very topics students might be reading about today in The Juice.
We hope this overview gives you, as parents and educators, a bit of helpful context for any conversations that might come up.
Yeah, just keeping you in the loop.
Thanks for tuning in and exploring these stories with us.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.